Hello, welcome back. It's
Hello.
Your host, Redbeard, and I'm joined by...
Hello, it is Dane again.
And today, we are going to be talking to our guest.
Is this my turn to talk?
This is your turn.
Hello, I am Bjorn of Bjornsson.
Bjorn, it's a pleasure to meet you. Where do you hail from?
I hail from Bjornsson. It is north of Bjornville, and a small kilometer east of Bjornvania.
Bjornvania. Oh,
yes.
Perfect.
Oh, yes.
And what is your profession?
I am a Bjorn Smith. Yes. I make many Bjorn wares.
Yes, yes.
That I sell in my Bjorn shop. Yes.
Of course.
I tell you this now. The Bjorn, he has brought his sword upon us. The sword is of fine craftsmanship.
Yes,
Bjorn,
yes.
Bjorn, what is it made of?
It is made of Bjornite.
Bjornite, ah.
It is a very strong Bjornish metal.
Yes.
How
yes.
many rat folk could cleave?
The Bjornish are very well known to kill the rat folk. We usually kill about 3 or 4 1,000 a day.
As you will know, we had a rat man on our podcast last week. Jerome, the rat man. He is not with us today, luckily, because there's quite a hatred between the rat men and the folk of Bjorn.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. It is mostly going back to the Great Bjornish Depression, where the rat folk were known to be very rattish and like to save the money.
Yes. Yes.
And the great Bjorner, Bjorndolf Bjorner, he brought us to safety. He did. Oh, easy with
the weapon there, Dane.
With my Bjorn. Okay.
Now, Dane, have you ever encountered any men from Bjorn? Have you been to that island before?
I tell you this, Bjorn has been a subject of my studies for. I'd say in my fledgling year.
Ah, how old were you then?
I was about 16 years old.
And did Eithank, did he touch you at all? Was he a good master to you?
Redbeard, please, I told you not to talk about...
Those weekly rubbings, as you said in the last podcast.
Well, Eithank, in his weekly rubbings, he told me of these Bjornlings. They're a one-track mind, he would say.
Yes, we only run on the one physical training track, yes. We do not have many tracks in Bjornland.
Tell me this, is it true in Bjornland? Am I saying that correctly? Bjornland.
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 You got
apologies.
Bjorn?
You got to really bring out the like you're about
Bjornland.
To like you're about to Bjorn all over a nice Bjornish lady, you know.
No, tell me this.
Bjorn.
Is it true in Bjornland?
Yes,
is it true that
you got it right that
the goat, the first goat you see of a I know you usually go on raids.
Yes.
The first goat you see of the place you've raided, you will, how do I say this, fertilize.
Yes, yes. It is a very, very ancient... what the fuck?
I'm sorry, Bjorn.
Okay.
Please, continue.
It is a very ancient Bjornish tradition.
Yes, yes.
In our language, it is called Bjornafjutafjutafan.
Oh, okay.
Which roughly translates to, you see a goat, you fuck a goat.
Oh,
yes.
Ah.
Now... In my time in the mines, we had one trader from Bjorn that came every year, and he actually sold
you talking
goats.
About Teddy?
Yes, Teddy. Absolutely.
Teddy, yes.
Teddy? And he sold goats. Are you telling me that they were fertilized with the people of Bjorn's semen, their seed?
Yes.
When he sold them to us?
Yes. When we go on the road, we say, we are polite to God.
Yes, we kill
everyone.
Oh.
We hate people.
Oh.
We kill the people. We kill the chicken. Fuck the chickens.
The chickens. Interesting.
But we see goat and we like...
You know...
That's a good looking goat.
Usually when you kill the chicken, the whole town watch usually comes against you.
Yes.
How do you avoid this?
Well, we kill the town watch.
The whole town watch?
Well, when we say raid, we mean slaughter, pillage, and rape. Oh, usually meaning goodness. The goats. Now, we rape the goats.
But you do have friendly traders that go into different lands, because Teddy was a very nice man that came from Bjorn, and he sold us the goats, and he didn't mean to slaughter us at all. He was a very nice individual. Now,
Bjorn,
well,
curious.
Teddy was a dick, so we didn't like him to be in the homeland.
I'm curious, yes. Bjorn. So you are from Bjornland, yes. And your name is Bjorn, correct?
Yes.
So, Teddy, how did he get this name of Teddy?
Yes, it is a name of great shame.
So what did he do to garner this shame?
He was shameful.
What did he do? Did he put his seed into something else than a goat?
Sheep?
Perhaps a sheep, yes. That is common among my folk.
Well, you see, with Teddy, he kind of, he just really annoyed us. Mm. Yes, you may smoke
Bing
on
bong.
The Bjorn pipe.
Now, let me tell you, folks.
He was a dick.
Bjorn has brought us, now, you know how we have our pipe weed.
Yes,
but
yes.
Bjorn has brought a something from the north. It's called, what is it called, Bjorn?
It's called, a Bjorn weed.
Bjorn weed.
Oh, perfect, of course.
Surprising.
I would expect anything else.
Listen, what's your name again? Dale?
Dane,
yes, his name is
Dane. You know,
it's quite...
It's potent.
Potent.
My culture is not your scholarship, okay?
Now I'm curious. So Teddy, what has become of him? Because he has not visited the mines recently.
Well, Teddy, you see, he tried to take a ship back to Bjornland, and he's like, hey guys, I brought back a load of money and a cool stove.
Oh, yes,
and
yes,
we were
from
like,
the mines, yes.
Teddy, get the fuck out of here. You're still a
really?
Dick. Yes.
No.
Teddy refused to go, so we kind of disemboweled Teddy.
Yeah, that, please explain.
We're actually sitting on Teddy right now. The leather sofa is Teddy leather.
Get out of here. You leathered his skin.
Well, yes, we don't like to waste. Wasting is bad on the environment.
And to
know?
this Ottoman couch.
Yes, it is a very nice couch.
Oh, now, Bjorn.
It is also a recliner, you see.
Oh, I love it.
What
thank you, Teddy.
What is it?
Bjorn farm, which is a is a Bjornish word for what you mainlanders would call a futon.
A futon? Ah,
futon,
yes.
Okay.
That is common here, yes.
What is it that Teddy did to become so shameful?
Yes,
well,
I'm curious.
Like I said, Teddy was a dick.
Now, what made him such a dick, perhaps?
Well, we just didn't like him. He was a dick.
What made him a dick, though? Was he always
you know,
just a dick?
He would always, you know, just... He was a dick.
Brilliant, yes,
he
yes.
Were, he would... He
the
would
mind
try,
of the Bjorns, huh?
We cleaned the man hut for the feast, and, you know, Teddy come in. He's like, hey, guys... At the time, his name was Bjornford.
Bjornford,
and,
okay,
he
yes.
comes in, he says, hey, guys, it's me, Bjornford. And he's tracking all kinds of mud. We spent hours cleaning, and he's just a dick.
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Teddy,
he made a lovely couch, a lovely ottoman.
Yes,
he's simple minds,
he's
yes,
very
that's fair.
Man.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Now, we are curious.
Don't worry
See,
about it, Bjorn.
we have a quest coming up. We have to play... We have to do some instruments at a wedding coming up for the Duke and Duchess. And we were curious, do you play any instruments that you could add to our ensemble, as you will?
Does a goat count?
How do you play a goat? I'm curious.
Well, you use a little spit, that's what I'll tell
you. A little spit?
A little spit. Now, I'm struggling to picture this. Now, Bjorn, would you
like me to demonstrate?
Please, yes.
I mean,
right now,
I'll play the goat.
You be the
Bjorn.
You don't want to be the goat.
No. Let me get a goat quite
Come
quick.
Come back. Bring the goat.
Yes, get the goat.
Okay. See, you got the first. You.
Oh, Bjorn, that's quite.
It doesn't usually happen. I'm a grower, not a shower. Okay.
I see, Bjorn.
Yes. Shall I continue, or do you?
Bjorn, please continue. We'd love to see this.
Okay, you know what they say, Bjorn, man. A spadoodle.
Oh, Bjorn, that's graphic, Bjorn.
You see, the goat, when you're getting at it, it can reach very multiple ranges of a vocal. Okay, shut up. When we finish with goat, we have to slaughter because they get traumatized. It's bad for them.
Of course. Now, am I getting this right? You stick your manlyhood in the goat numerous times, and you violently rape it.
Well, it is more of a lovemaking.
A lovemaking, of course.
Yes, our goat is the great nine-titted goat.
So we ask you if you can play any instrument in the ensemble yes. for the Duke and Duchess, and you can play the goat, which yes. has a wide variety of range, if I must add.
Yes, you heard. It was very beautiful. Like
now,
the song the goat was singing was the song of love and pain.
Which I'm sorry, love and pain.
Yes, you definitely heard the pain.
Yes.
I must say, I heard the pain more so than the love.
You have to listen for the love. Shall I explain again goat?
As we go through this ensemble, I play a very well lute, and my friend Dane
what
here is very good on the hammer dulcimer, as I must say. But playing the goat will add a wide variety of range to this wedding ceremony, so I think you'd be a very, very important asset to this quest we have.
Yes.
Now, if things get dirty, are you good in a brawl?
Well, the Bjornish, we are very known for brawling, or as our language would say, bjorning.
A bjorning.
We bjorn very well.
Tell me about your people.
My dear folk, I must say, if you're ever in the Bjornland, please try. What did you call it again? The herb you brought us.
It is called bjornweed.
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 A very potent weed.
I urge you, my folk. Please try it. It is quite, as our folk down in Usa Air called Dankinch.
That's a good shit.
Now I gotta ask you. You know, a bit of history. How did? Go ahead. Dane has to go use the loo. But I want to ask our friend here, Bjorn. What is the history of Bjornland? Like, how did your people come to this land and settle it? And how did you come with the name of Bjorn?
Well, we arrived by boat. It'd be pretty hard not to get here without a boat.
Oh, a boat is very essential.
We're an island.
Of course.
Well,
another people, or did you just find an empty land and settle it?
Well,
conquer the goats, perhaps.
We sailed along our great chieftain, David Bowie.
I've heard of him. He's a great chief.
He took us into what he liked to call a space odyssey.
A space odyssey. Yes. This is ground control to Major Tom, as they'd say. Yes.
Major Tom was there. He was a very high-ranking Bjornish man.
Very high. Yes.
And they found Bjornland. It was an island filled with goats, and we were ecstatic.
Okay.
But after many months of exploring Bjornland, our great leader David Bowie, he found the labyrinth.
Did he really? Yes. Were there many goblins in this labyrinth?
It was a horrid labyrinth filled with goblins.
Was there a human baby in this labyrinth?
Yes, there was. It was very fucking weird. We didn't know how it happened, but we was like, okay. The baby could talk, and he said, "Hey, what's up, dudes? My name's Bjorn."
What happened to the baby?
I'm getting there.
Yes,
stop,
of course.
Stop interrupting, okay? The baby's like, "What's up, guys? I'm Bjorn." David Bowie's like, "Oh, shit, you could talk." He's like, "Yeah, I mean, I'm a baby, right?"
Of course, babies can talk, you know?
In Bjorn,
soon as they come out of the womb, they can form very very impressive sentences, and they're good to
my
go on their own.
My brother came out and said, "Hey, where's the beef?
Where's the beef?" Yeah, I tell you what.
And we had to kill him because you know we do goats.
You killed your baby.
Well,
your
brother.
Baby.
He was of course. He was needed.
What was his name?
Yeah, his name was Bjorn.
Bjorn, of course.
But Ever since then, we have been Björnland, and we have been followed by the ghost of Björn.
The ghost of Björn? Who is the original Björn?
The baby.
The baby, of course. David Bowie's baby. The baby that David Bowie found.
Baby David Bowie Björn.
David Bowie... Baby David Bowie Björn.
His name was David Bowie Baby Björn.
No, I have to ask. It's a little random. But the sword you have. Now, what is the material that's made here
on
the sword?
You asked earlier. Yes, it is a... I will go into depth. It's called Björnish.
Björnish?
No, Björnite.
Björnite? Okay. Perfect.
I've had a little too much Björn drink.
A little too much mead. Yes. Now, is this tougher than Adamite and rune as well?
I don't know what the Björn, Adamite, and rune are, but this is pretty tough.
How many individuals, women, children, men, have you slayed with this blade?
A lot.
Now, do you name your weapons? Because in the dwarven culture, you name your weapons. Like, yes. I have a wonderful lute that I named Matilda. Yes. And I've slayed at least one or two maidens with it because they got out of hand, you know, after I vigorously fucked them.
With the lute?
Yes, with myself, actually. With my grower, not a shower, let me tell you.
Oh, wow.
They were going to tell the others, so I had to bash them in the head with Matilda.
You'd be pretty accepted in the Björnish people.
You know what? I admire your culture very much. I'm very interested in it.
Thank you. Do you have
any special holidays or special events in the Björn culture?
Well, we have Björn's Day.
Björn's Day, perfect. Now, what happens on Björn's Day?
Well, Björn's Day is a lovely holiday.
Yes.
It is very tame and mild in the Björnish life.
Yes.
So on Björn's Day, we...
You have more mead, Dane.
I'm sorry, I bring nothing.
You bring nothing? How could you? I'm very upset.
Can you pass the Björnkila and the... Orange Björn?
Please, take a little bit of this, my
Björn horn.
You will be very set with this.
Is my Björn glass over
there?
Oh,
you need this. This is what you need. Yes, your Björn horn.
Yes. Oh, now, it's already filled. Oh, wow.
Is that the...
Björns protect me.
The horn of a goat, then.
No, what do you think? We are monsters?
I don't know.
This is the horn of my great uncle Ted. Again, he was named Ted because he was a douche.
Yes.
But he also had the horn. It was really weird.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out why, but...
Of course.
But what were we talking about? Oh, Björn's Day.
We're talking about Björn's Day. Yeah, so what goes on in this festivity?
So Björn's Day is very mild. We we get together as families.
Uh-huh.
And we shave the fur off of our balls.
Oh!
Off of our testicles.
Oh, the testicles. Yes. Now, what about the women? What do they shave?
Well,
the pussy.
They don't shave, they just make the food and clean like Björnish women are supposed to.
Oh, yes, perfect.
You know, people say we aren't too PC, but fuck them, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yes.
We take the fur off of our balls.
Ah, yes.
And, what do you want? The Björnkila?
He wants the Björnkila.
Yes. We take the fur off of our balls and we feed it to the lone goat, as we call
the
it.
The lone goat.
Now, the lone goat is kept in solitude its whole life. It is a female goat.
Yes.
And
Dane is really hitting that. Björns. What do you call it?
Björnkila.
Björnkila.
It is a mix of a tequila and Björn semen.
Yes, well, tequila is actually, you know what? Semen. Björn semen. From you or from the goat?
That's okay with me.
That is my home brand.
Oh. You know,
yes,
Dane,
Björnritos.
The Björnritos. He's going for them.
Yes. You see, we don't have a lot of things that are not from Björn.
I think we need to refresh our drinks real quick. Let's come back. And, yes, we'll continue talking about Björn.
Yeah,
yes?
I have to take a Björn, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yes.